the gift of leadership is a mighty gift, and some people were born with that gift and it's matured in them. It is such a pain to follow a leader who doesn't have that gift, and it is such a blessing to work with one who does. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we take a look at this gift of leadership from a different perspective. On the surface of things, most of us don't want to be led. The fact that someone's leading us seems to imply that they're higher up the pecking order than we are, and somehow we don't like that. We like to run our own race and make our own decisions and do it my way, as the old Frank Sinatra song goes. But actually, any group of people, whether it's in a company producing a product, or in a sales force selling something, or perhaps in the local football club, or even at home in our family, unless those groups of people have leadership, well, they just don't function very well. Have you ever been part of a group that wants to be all touchy and feely and run everything by consensus and committee? Ultimately, it doesn't work because there are competing interests. And this person wants to head in this direction, and that person wants to head in that direction. And before you know it, we're not heading in the same direction anymore. And when that happens, well, nothing happens. So leadership is an important function, important gifting, and some people seem to be really cut out to be leaders, and yet others couldn't lead a group of people to save themselves. Have you ever noticed that? Let me tell you about a leader that I really respect. I spent 10 years in the Army, and the first 4 was studying at the Royal Military College, Duntroon, where the Australian Army trains its officers. Now, I saw all kinds of leaders. At the one end of the spectrum, there were the autocratic and dictatorial leaders, and at the other, the weak and the wishy-washy. But for most of my time at the college at Duntroon in the late 1970s, the commandant was a man by the name of Major General Albie Morrison. Not a tall man, but as a leader, he was a giant. Not one person that I knew amongst the 400-something cadets and all the staff didn't respect this man. He had a special gifting as a leader. He was just cut out for it. See, there's nothing worse than seeing someone trying to be a leader when it's plainly obvious to everyone that they're just not gifted to be. I always wanted to be a leader. And one day, I had to admit to myself that leadership just isn't my gifting. It's not for me to be a day-to-day manager of men and women. Now, in our ministry, yes, I'm the CEO and I have overall leadership. But we've appointed a manager to manage the day-to-day who's gifted to do that. You know what? It just wouldn't work otherwise. These last few weeks, we've been looking at the different ways that God gifts us. And the 7 that the Apostle Paul lists in Romans chapter 12 are the prophet, the servant, the teacher, the encourager, the giver, the leader is the next one we're going to look at, number 6. And finally, there's the one who shows mercy. But today, we want to look at this important gift of leadership. And it's an important gift because we have to discern it. There are plenty of people in leadership positions who shouldn't be there. Some fancy title of manager or vice president or executive vice president, doesn't matter how fancy the title is, you're either gifted for leadership or you aren't. Well, what does a leader look like? What are some of the characteristics of a person gifted by God for leadership? Let's just go through a few and see what you think. Maybe you're in that list, maybe you're not. Well, a leader is highly motivated to organize people, the things that they're responsible for. They express ideas and organisation in ways that communicate clearly. They prefer to be under authority in order to have authority. They'll generally not take responsibility unless it's delegated to them by those in authority. They will assume responsibilities if no one has a specific leadership role. They especially enjoy working on long-range goals and projects. A leader is a visionary person with a broad perspective. They easily facilitate resources and people to accomplish tasks. They enjoy delegating tasks and supervising people. They'll endure criticism to accomplish the ultimate task. The one gifted in leadership has a great zeal and enthusiasm for whatever they're involved in. They find the greatest fulfillment and joy in life in working to accomplish goals. A leader is willing to let others get the credit in order to get the job done. A leader prefers to move on to new challenges once something's completed. They constantly write notes to themselves. A leader, not surprisingly, is a natural and capable leader. They know when to keep the old methods going and when to introduce new ones. They enjoy working with and being around people. They want to see things completed as quickly as possible. And a leader, get this, doesn't enjoy doing routine tasks. But there are also some downsides to this area of gifting. Let me share a few with you. A leader can easily become upset when others don't share the same vision and goals. They can develop an outer callousness because they're often the target for criticism. They can regress to using people to accomplish their own goals. They tend to drive themselves and neglect personal and family needs. And finally, they neglect routine home responsibilities due to their intense interest in their job. I wonder, is that you? Does that describe you, or does it describe some people that you know? See, good leadership in any organisation is such an incredible blessing, don't you think? Perhaps you're in a leadership position and you realise it's just not your gifting or motivation to be good at that. I mean, maybe you're someone who doesn't like being around people. Maybe you're not a good delegator. Maybe you like to do things yourself. Well, if you're in a position of leadership and you're not a gifted leader, it's something we need to take a serious look at. Either it's time to admit that we don't belong there, or perhaps to surround yourself with one or two other people whose gifting it is to lead. See, sometimes we can get all hierarchical about this leadership thing. See, we look at levels in an organisation and titles and who answers to whom. I'm not sure it's meant to be like that. See, there are plenty of teams of people that I know that function brilliantly so long as the gift of leadership is being exercised effectively, and it's not always by the guy at the top of the pile. It takes real courage to admit that leadership isn't my gifting. Perhaps you're in a team where the boss is a hopeless leader and yet you're a gifted one. You know something? You can humbly serve in that place and support the boss and exercise your gift without threatening him or her. And each one of us has to submit to leadership. I mean, our ministry, I'm subject to a board. I don't always agree with everything the board decides, but I am subject to that authority, and that's the way it should be. The more we learn to do that, the more authority the Lord seems to place in our hands. As a gifted leader, if you are that, then exercise that gift diligently and wisely and fruitfully and with grace and with mercy. You have such an important role to play. And if you're not gifted, let those around us who are gifted to exercise that gifting go and do it, whatever the organisational pecking order might be. And it's amazing how well things flow when we let that happen. Hey, social media is a great way to stay connected to your friends and the world around you. And we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts and devotions and inspirations. So no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can share with your friends and family. So we'll be sharing God's Word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen. So, like Christianity Works on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. I'm Bernie Dimet, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.